Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to file a reopen my unemployment for just this week, please.
Okay, all right. And what is your social?
It's 417-219-673.
Verify your name and date of birth for me.
It's V. Clopton, 11/30/1967.
Okay. And are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit, please.
Okay. Okay, so I have Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E, Clopton, C-L-O-P-T-O-N, date of birth November 30th, 1967.
That's right.
Have you worked under any other name or social security number?
No.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Hold one second. Right, and thanks for holding. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school graduate.
What's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
Turner.
Okay, and what's your driver's license or in what state?
522-0601, Alabama.
Okay, Alabama 522-0601, and you want direct deposits, correct?
Yes.
Checking, savings?
Checking.
What's your routing number and account number?
The routing number is 0622. 03010.
And account number?
The account number is 250-107-5129.
All right. So for the routing number, I have 062-203-010.
Yes.
The account number is 250-107-5129.
Yes.
Okay. And verify your mailing address for me.
602 Blanchville Street, Northeast, Hantsville, Alabama, 35077.
Is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
Have your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
What's your primary phone number?
256-595-7789.
And do you have a secondary or email address you want to add?
No.
Okay. So I have the address is 602 Bluntsville, B-L-O-U-N-T-S-V-I-L-L-E, Street Northeast, Hantsville, Alabama, 35077. Primary number is 256-595-7789.
Yes.
Security statement, of course, to verify your identity when filing the UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? CD-ROM Discount Center, Citi, High Performance Pros, NILE, Sterling Advertising, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1991 Oldsmobile 88. 92 Geo Metro, 95 Jaguar XIJ6, 1997 Dodge Intrepid, none of the above.
I think it was a Dodge 97. I think it was I had an Intrepid.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3322 Bonds Avenue, 503 Valenta Avenue, 5070 County Road, 223 or 816 Boaz Avenue. None of the above.
The 5070 County Road 223.
Okay. Which of the following states does Elton Graves currently live on property? Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Louisiana, none of the above. Not familiar with the person.
Alabama.
In what county do you currently live? Macon, Franklin, Butler, Coleman, none of the above.
Coleman.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
What's the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last day of work?
It was July the 22nd.
2022. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade of occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Yes.
And what date is that?
August the 1st, Monday.
August 1st, okay. And are you on a temporary layoff due to company vacation period, scheduled company shut down for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your job description?
I'm a family engagement specialist.
Family engagement specialist?
Yes.
Child, family, and school, social and human services, marriages and family therapists.
I work with my parents at school, and I enter data stuff in my computer.
Now you say you do what? You update with the family and schools.
I have What I do is I have like parent meets with my families. I help the parents find resources. They need resources like food or something like that. And I enter stuff in data entry.
Okay. So more on the line of child, family, and school social worker?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And who is your last separating employer?
Kapna,
okay. All right. And where is Kapna located?
The main office is in Decatur, Alabama, but my office is in Garden City. In
Garden
Coleman
City?
County. Yeah, Coleman County.
Coleman County. Okay, and so you did your, you performed your work in the city of Gardner,
Corman.
ma'am. What city and
Do
state
what?
did you, what city and state did you perform your work?
Just put Coleman County, because it's all in Coleman County.
Okay. Well, they got city and state. What city? I mean, what city and
Oh,
state is it?
Coleman, Alabama.
Oh, Coleman, Alabama. Okay. Okay. And do you have a phone number for them?
Yes, it's 256-352-2531.
256-352-2531. And what's your start date with them?
It was October the, I think the 1st of 2000.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for pension? Are you receiving pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, laid off, or lack of work?
Lack of work.
Lack of work. Okay. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. And your temporary PIN number is going to be 7367 if you want to write it down. 7367. And do you already
Okay.
know the number you need to call? 1-800-752?
Yes, I got programmed in my
7389.
phone.
Okay, you
Yes.
got all the numbers and you got the inquiry line number and all that, correct?
Correct.
All right. All right. So I'm gonna read you your closing statements and we'll be finished. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for the recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search in case your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it's 1-800-752-7389. Your week certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive your booklet within the next 7 days or have a question about the information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Copeson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I got one. You
Okay.
said my temporary PIN number is 4721. It's 7367, right?
Your what now? Your
My
number, your PIN number?
temporary.
Yes,
Yeah.
ma'am. 7367. That's correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. All right, that's all.
Okay, all right. Thank you, and thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment
Thank you.
Compensation Call Center. You have a great day, ma'am. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.